الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء فانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البطحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول الأذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاخت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم حسب ما روي في الوافي الصوم جنة من النار صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم has said according to this narration in Al-Wafi of Mullah Faiz Kashani rahmatullah alayh that fasting is a shield from the hell. And our scholars and Urafa, when they talk about this hadith, they explain that the fasting which is spread out on the parts of our body, that is the fasting which serves as junnatum min an-nar, a shield from the hell. Not the fasting which is only imsak from the food and drinks. So if we just hold off from eating and drinking, this is not going to be protecting our body and soul from getting burnt from the fire. What protects us from getting burnt is that we do the fasting which our Sharia considers to be fasting. That is, our eyes have their share in the fast. So we don't look at things that Allah made haram. And our tongue has a share in fasting. So we don't say things which Allah made to be haram. And we don't hear the things that Allah made to be haram for us. And not only the stomach. And also about the private parts. So we have a controlled behavior towards the halal and haram of Allah. This kind of fasting of a person enables him to be protected from the hell. Now, the purpose why fasting had been made wajib in the month of Ramadan, the illat and reason behind that is mentioned in the narration of Hisham ibn al-Hakam from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Hisham ibn al-Hakam says that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, according to this narration, that أَمَّا الْعِلَّةِ As far as the reason goes, لِيَسْتَوِي بِهِ الْغَنِيُّ وَالْفَقِيرُ, so that the rich and the poor become equal. لِأَنَّ الْغَنِيَّ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيَجِدْ مَسَّ الْجُوعِ فَيَرْحَمُ الْفَقِيرُ فَيَرْحَمُ الْفَقِيرُ, because the rich person doesn't feel, in other words, what we learn in the light of this hadith is that the rich person does not feel the pain, the suffering of hunger, so he ends up having mercy over the faqir. Whenever the rich wants to buy something, to purchase something, to get something, he can always have it. And he is always qadir, he is always able to purchase whatever he wants, in other words. And basically, فَأَرَادَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, Allah wanted that He makes equality بَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ, between His creatures. أَنْ يُذِيقَ الْغَنِيَّ الْجُوعَ وَالْأَلَمْ, so that Allah made the rich person taste the hunger and the pain, لِيَرِقَ عَلَى الضَّعِيفِ وَيَرْحَمَ الْجَائِعِ, so he can be raqiq, he can be soft over the weak, and he would have mercy over the hungry. It's very important in the month of Ramadan, especially for all of us. The point which I want to emphasize tonight is the importance of sadaqah in the month of Ramadan specifically. Here is a narration from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, narrated in Bihar al-Anwar. According to that narration, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he heard him saying, Man sama Ramadan, whoever fasts. So we learn in the light of this hadith that whoever fasts in the month of Ramadan, ثُمَّ حَدَّثَ نَفْسَهُ أَنْ يَسُومْ إِنْ عَاشَ, and then he talks to himself that he is going to fast if he survives, if he lives. That means if Allah gives me life, I will further do the fasting. فَإِنْ مَاتَ بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ, so if he dies between that means this month of Ramadan I fasted, and now I talk to myself, I make this niyat, I make up my mind, if Allah gives me the tawfiq, inshallah, in next Ramadan I will fast again. This kind of person, if he dies between this duration, he enters the paradise. And every nafaqa that a person has an accountability in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُسْأَلُ الْعَبْدُ عَنْهَا إِلَّا النَّفَقَ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ, except the spending in the month of Ramadan. The spending in the month of Ramadan doesn't have the question. So we find this is how we learn the importance of spending in the month of Ramadan. مَنْ تَصَدَّقَ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانَ بِصَدَقَةٍ, whoever مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ فَمَا فَوْقَهَا, whoever gives sadaqah in the month of Ramadan equal to the grain of mustard. مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ, you know, that's the possibly the smallest thing that me and you can usually encounter in our life, in everyday seeing of various things, you know. So with our naked eye, probably that's the smallest thing that we usually encounter. So whoever gives the grain of mustard is really small and tiny. So if someone gives sadaqah equals to the grain of mustard, look at the reward in the month of Ramadan. So إذن كان أسقل عند الله عز وجل من جبال الأرض ذهبا تصدق بها في غير رمضان. That is more heavy in the eyes of Allah than spending, you know, equal to the mountains of earth. And, you know, if you spend that much gold equal to the mountains of earth, that small tiny particle of mustard for the sake of Allah in the month of Ramadan has more reward than, you know, we have huge mountains, isn't it right? If you fill up the mountains with gold and you give the entire gold fi sabilillah, other than the month of Ramadan, in any other month, it has less sawab as compared to giving a little bit of sadaqah in the month of Ramadan. That is more heavier in the eyes of Allah. وَمَنْ قَرَأَ آيَةً فِي رَمَضَانٍ. Well, sadaqah, this is something that especially we should make our niyat in the month of Ramadan. When the month of Ramadan arrives, we should make niyat that I am giving this sadaqah. Especially in the month of Ramadan, even that doesn't matter we have less or more. If we have less, we will give less, but we will give. So each one, each mu'min, each believer should make a niyat, especially in the month of Ramadan, that I am giving this much sadaqah for the poor people, for the deserving people in the month of Ramadan. This is going to basically, this is going to break the back of shaitan. First of all, shayateen are tied up in the month of Ramadan. So, I did not end up mentioning the list of khasa'is and specific attributes of the month of Ramadan as compared to the rest of the months in our Islamic calendar year. There are several khasa'is. We have approximately 100 or more than 100, minimum 100 names of the month of Ramadan in Islam. We have more than 100 names for the Day of Judgment. We have at least 100 names for the month of Ramadan. For a reason, you never find any month of Islamic calendar which has 100 or more than 100 names. So there are a lot of khasa'is. There are a lot of specific attributes for this month. And one of those specific attributes is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the shayateen, the satans are tied up in this month. What does this mean? That means if I am doing a wrong, this has to be attributed to myself. Then shaitans, shayateen are already tied up. Then I am responsible for my wrong, and this proves that I have a level of qasabatul qalb. I have a level of stone-heartedness which drags me towards doing the haram. Because shayateen are already tied up. And Abwab al-Sama, the doors of heavens are opened, doors of paradise are opened, doors of hellfire are shut. So, and not just that, but we learned that at the first iftar in the month of Ramadan, obviously the first iftar happens in the first night, isn't it right? So at the first night, at the time of iftar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees 70 million people for whom hellfire, they became deserving of going into the hell. 70 million people who became mustahak of entering into the Jahannam, Allah sets them free on the first iftar of the month. When the second iftar comes, obviously in the second night, their second iftar will come on the second night, Allah doubles the number, which means 140 million people. And likewise, every night it gets double the total number of people who have been forgiven up till that time. And in the end of the month of Ramadan, all those people who have been forgiven, they combine all those together, and that many people are subjected to the this sort of behavior and rahmat. So we find There is somebody who really doesn't get forgiven in the month of Ramadan. He doesn't deserve to be forgiven any further. You know, if he the only opportunity remaining for him to get forgiven is Yawmu Arafah. إِلَّا لِيَشْهَدَ يَوْمَ عَرَفَةٍ. Unless he survives on the day of Arafat, 9th of Dhul Hijjah, isn't it right? So at that time we read the dua of Arafah of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam. That's the probably the last chance for the person to get forgiven in the rest of the Islamic calendar year. So Ramadan is the best opportunity, and so you can imagine, you know, 70 million people forgiven on first night, 140 million on the second night, and so on, keep on doubling the total amount of the previous nights in each of the time of iftar. So we find in the hadith of Amir Mumin alayhi salam, according to this narration in tafsir, Tafsir al-Namuna, we find that this hadith has been mentioned from Amir Mumin alayhi salam, that you know, that he asked from the Holy Prophet that what shall we do that shaitan gets away from us, and Prophet replies back according to this narration, as-sawmu, he Prophet said, you know, do the fasting. And because Prophet said do the fasting, and then Prophet said as-sawmu yusawwid wajhahu, fasting makes his face black, was-sadaqatu taksiru dhahrahu, and sadaqah breaks the back, that means breaks the back of shaitan, and wal-hubbu fillah wal-muwaghabatu ala al-amal as-salih yaqta dabirahu, that means loving for the sake of Allah and being particular about al-amal as-salih, the good deed, that cuts his you know, his dabir, his and wal istighfar yaqta watinahu, and seeking forgiveness cuts the vein of his, that means shaitan's reign. So basically, if you do the istighfar, that's the end of the thing. You know, he has no hope remaining about you, because his reign is cut already. So hubbu fillah means loving for the sake of Allah. You know, you find people in the society, if somebody says something bad to them, there are some people who say, how this person is like munafiq. He's doing munafaqat. Yesterday I heard him saying this, today he was saying this to me. What do you mean by a munafiq? You think just because he changes a statement towards you, the person becomes munafiq? Are we the mizan of the haq and batil in Islam, that anyone who changes his statements to me, I call him munafiq? This is not the right behavior. Munafiq is defined as the person who is doing nifaq towards the walayat of Amir Mumineen alayhi salam. Not me and you. Me and you are not the mizan and criteria of iman and nifaq. Isn't it right? Hub of Amir Mumineen and hub of Ahlul Bayt and hub of Allah is the mizan, and bughd of Amir Mumineen alayhi salam is the mizan of nifaq. Not somebody changing statement to me and you, and we call this person, somebody calls him as munafiq. Munafiq is the person who has bughd towards the walayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. That's the definition of a munafiq. Obviously he has several signs and alamat, but this is how a person is classified to be a munafiq. So we don't hate some person just because he has a bad relation towards me personally, or we don't love somebody because somebody gives a gift to me. Isn't it right? That's not the way we love or hate somebody. We love and hate somebody because somebody is good towards the walayat of Imam Ali, or somebody is bad towards the walayat of Imam Ali. This is how we love and hate. Let's adjust the way we interact, you know, the way of ta'amul with the people. If we have this kind of thinking, towards you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his khulafa, we are going mercy and rahmat over our own selves. So we love for the sake of Allah and love all those who are serving, who are doing khidmat for the walayat of Ahlul Bayt. We love them, whether they are good towards us or not. And we have bughz towards those who are harming the walayat of Amirul Mumineen alayhi salam. Whether they are good towards me, that really doesn't matter. Isn't it right? So sadaqa wa sadaqatu taksiru dhahrahu. Sadaqa is the thing that breaks the bone of shaitan. So month of Ramadan, one of the specific things of this month is that sadaqa in this month has unimaginably high sawab. You know, if you give $1 in month of Ramadan as compared to the same $1 in any other month, we cannot imagine the greatness of that sawab. So this is something which we all should make up our niyat, that I am definitely going to give sadaqah in the month of Ramadan. Should not pass by without giving the sadaqah. Allah doesn't stand in need of our sadaqah. Isn't it right? In tubdu sadaqati fa ni'imma hiya. If you express your sadaqat, it's good. وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying in the Holy Quran, talking about the sadaqat in Surah Al-Tawbah, that this one is in Surah Al-Baqarah. وَإِن تُخْفُوهَا وَتُؤْتُوهَا الْفُقَرَاءَ. And if you hide, that means hide the sadaqat and give it to the fuqara, in other words, فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that is better for you. And وَيُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ مِنْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And if we take the min in this ayat as min التَّبْعِيدِيَة, then it will mean that Allah will cover up some of your sins. This is what we learn in the light of this ayat. I mean, so and another verse from Holy Quran, Surah At-Tawbah, it says, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as it is narrated in Al-Mahajjatul Bayda, that مَا تَقَعُ صَدَقَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِي يَدِ السَّائِلِ. We are talking about the concept of sadaqah tonight. مَا تَقَعُ صَدَقَةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ فِي يَدِ السَّائِلِ حَتَّى تَقَعَ فِي يَدِ اللَّهِ. That means sadaqa of a mu'min does not fall in the hand of the sa'il, the person who is begging, the person who is asking. You give $10, let's suppose, to a poor person. This $10 does not reach the hand of the poor person, doesn't fall in the hand of the poor person, unless it first falls on the hand of Allah. That means the sadaqah that we give, it first reaches the hand of Allah and then reaches the hand of the poor person whom you are giving. Taqa'u. Look at the greatness of this hadith. Asma taqa'u sadaqatul mu'min fi yadi sa'il hatta taqa'a fi yadi Allah ta'ala. And then Prophet recited this ayat from Surah At-Tawbah, Alam ya'lamu anna Allaha huwa yaqbalu at-tawbata 'an 'ibadihi. Don't they know that Allah, certainly Allah is the one who accepts the tawbah from his servants, from his slaves, wa ya'khudhu as-sadaqati, and he takes the sadaqat, wa anna Allaha huwa at-tawwabur rahim, and that certainly Allah is the one who is tawwab and rahim. So Allah is the one who himself accepts the sadaqat. وَمِنْتُ عَلَىٰ رَبِّ أَنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ تَقَعُ عَلَىٰ يَدِ الرَّبِّ قَبْلَ أَن تَقَعَ عَلَىٰ يَدِ الْعَبْدِ. So it's a guarantee that whenever we give the sadaqah, it first reaches into the hand of Allah before it reaches the hand of the person. So then the Prophet had said, "Man qara'a ayatan fi Ramadan." Well, Ramadan's significance is also about the Holy Quran, which is revealed in one shot in the Laylatul Qadr. Isn't it right? So this is the Rabi and spring season of Quran, and we should read Quran more than what we read in the regular days. More than that, you know, we should try to do that and benefit from the nur of Quran. And okay, what is the reward when we read Quran in the month of Ramadan? Man qara'a ayatan, whoever recites one ayat in the month of Ramadan, aw sabbaha, or he performs the tasbih, kana lahu min al-fadl 'ala ghayrihi ka fadli 'ala ummati. Prophet says, according to this narration, he has the fadilat and superiority over those who are other than him, similar to my superiority over my nation. How much Rasulullah is afdal over his own ummat? We will become afdal than the rest of the people if we read one ayat of Quran. Look at the greatness. You know, one ayat of Quran, if we recite or we do the tasbih of Allah, it makes us superior than the rest of the people who did not do that, to that extent, similar to how Rasulullah is superior over his ummat. Fatuba liman adraka ramadana thumma tuba lahu. So the one who gets the Ramadan deserves to be congratulated. Then he deserves to be congratulated. There's so much, you know, obviously, if we benefit from these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely we deserve to be congratulated. وَمَنْ صَلَّى رَكْعَتَيْنِ فِي رَمَضَانِ. Now, praying two rakats of prayers in the month of Ramadan. Whoever prays two rakats of prayers in the month of Ramadan, يُحْسَبُ لُهُ ذَلِكَ بِسَبْعِ مِئَةِ أَلْفِ رَكْعَةٍ. It's counted for him as 700,000 rakat. One rakat of prayers that we pray is counted to be 700,000 rakat. Fi ghayr Ramadan. 700,000 rakat of prayers that you pray in any other month other than Ramadan. How much sawab you're going to get? That much sawab you get if you pray one rakat in the month of Ramadan. Two rakats in the month of Ramadan. فَإِنَّ الْعَمَلَ يُضَعَفُ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. The action is multiplied, is doubled or multiplied in the month of Ramadan. فَقِيلَ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ كَمْ يُضَعَفُ. Somebody asked the Holy Prophet, how much the action is made, multifold. Prophet qala akhbarani Jibra'il. Prophet replies back, according to this narration, that Jibra'il has informed me, qala tada'uful hasanat bi alfi alf. That means the multiplication of the, the hasanat being further added is 1 million. That means you do one good deed and it is rewarded as 1 million times. So this is how we find the month of Ramadan is unique in all these aspects. Kullu hasanatin minha afdal min jabal Uhud. Every good deed is superior than the Mount of Uhud. وَهُوَ قَوْلُهُ. And this is the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran, where Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. So this is the how Allah makes it مُضَاعَف, for whom He wishes. So we find that that this is the month where we are supposed to, when we are going through the hunger and thirst, we are supposed to care about others and those who are hungry throughout the year. Isn't it right? Whether they are miskeen or they are faqir, or less than the miskeen, but they are suffering because their necessities of life are not fulfilled. This is how we are fulfilling the purpose of fasting. When we pay attention to those who are miskeen and faqir, we are fulfilling the purpose of fasting. So, and we learn in the month of Ramadan to stop eating full in our lives. You know, eating full in our life is another problem in Islamic spirituality. You know, once Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam saw Shaitan, and according to this narration in Kanzul Arfan, according to that, which I am paraphrasing in my own words, that he met with Shaitan and he asked Shaitan about, is there anything that, any trap that you have for me? Shaitan had different kind of colors with him, and those colors were supposed to trap different people with those colors. So Shaitan says that I am happy with you because when you sit over the food, you eat full. Obviously, eating full is not haram, isn't it right? That's not haram. Prophets never do harams, they are masoom. But when Hazrat Zakariya, according to this narration, when he heard that, so he said that Hazrat Zakariya alayhi salam did the qasam, he swore and said that I would not, you know, I would never fill up my stomach, you know, after, you know, that means, in other words, after this time, I would never eat up full. And Shaitan also mentioned his qasam that now onwards, I will never give nasihat to anyone. So eating full, we learn in the month of Ramadan to abstain from eating full, and this is how we are enabling ourselves to allow the ma'navi blessings which I mentioned to you last night in the last night yesterday's speech, that the focus in the month of Ramadan is the ma'navi and ruhani ziyafat from Allah. Allah is holding us as guests, and His the blessings which are we are expected and focusing on to receive specifically are the ma'navi blessings which are which we enable by not eating full and caring about others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and to practice the ma'arif of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. So inshallah from the next program onwards, we will continue with our the subject of the month of Ramadan, that we I will summarize about the remainder things that were remaining about the tafsir of the huruf and muqatta'at that we were discussing, and inshallah in these nights we will continue and inshallah end that discussion of tafsir according to those tafsir. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma ansur al-islam wal-muslimin واخذل الكفار والمنافقين وانصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.